let's discuss data access and retention. What does this mean? Basically, the attending physician or the hospital has to maintain the record of the patient for 3 years from the time of admission. And whenever the patient or the patient's relatives want access to this data, it has to be made available to them within 3 days. That is nothing more than 72 hours. So it's compulsory that all the records in the proper form are maintained for 3 years. It's as per law. So in case patients demands for it, you have to make it available in 3 days. Written consents. We have discussed this. Physicians must obtain the written consent from the husband, wife, parent or guardian in case of a minor or the patient himself before performing any procedure. While performing an operation which may result in sterility, informed and written consent is required from both husband and wife. So yes, this is very important when it is in cases which can result in sterility. Consent from both husband and wife is required. Research publications or photographs or case studies without the consent by the patient is strictly prohibited. You cannot publish photographs or the case studies of patients, even for research, until unless the patient has consented to. So, what is a medical record? A medical record is a document which contains statements by trained observers of conditions found and results of treatment. It indicates whether or not the efforts of the physician supplemented by the hospital facilities are in accordance with reasonable expectations of present-day scientific medicine. And medical records provides material for analysis of immediate results of hospital service. So medical record basically is the most important document for the hospital. In case of say a medical legal case for the police authorities and for the doctor, yes, whenever he is doing the case studies or the follow-up of the patient, it is the medical record is the most important document. The functions and responsibility of this department includes planning, development, installation and continued direction of procedures for assuring proper flow of records and reports among the various clinical services, adjunct department and the outpatient department. So, you know, information sometimes in a hospital setup, you know, when the patient has to be referred to various departments and the flow of information has to be proper. And this can happen only if the records are maintained in a proper way. And it is the function of the medical records department to assure that proper information is passed on to the various departments. Planning, installation and direction of the sensors, outpatient department, clinical activities, the adjunct departments such as radiology, clinical, pathology, laboratory, pharmacy and physical medicine. Very important is preparation of vital records of birth, stillbirths, death case, communicable diseases and other notifiable diseases. Direction of coding and recording of medical data and determination of action to be taken in case of medical legal activities. So as we have mentioned previously, based on this record only the police can go ahead, you know, in case it's a medical legal case. So whatever data has been obtained is very important. Let's now discuss organization and administration. So the medical record department has to be under the observation of a very qualified and a competent person who knows how to maintain these records and who is responsible to the administrator. So if the person is not qualified enough, this is a very important department and you cannot just keep any person who does not have knowledge or experience of handling this. And records of the hospital are basically the property of the hospital. Utmost care is to be taken that they are not destroyed, that even if any transfer is taking place, it is to be done with the required permissions. All hospital records have to be preserved either as original records or microfilmed in accordance with the need of the hospital and the legal statute of limitation. So the records have to be, nowadays with computerization, everything is on computers, but still, you know, the original records have to be maintained. And as per, you know, the needs of the hospital and the legal statute of limitations. Procedures. Accurate and complete medical records sufficient to justify the diagnosis and to establish the basis upon which the treatment was given shall be written for all the patients. This is very important. Complete medical records with proper diagnosis, what treatment has been given to the patient, everything has to be mentioned in that. There shall be written policies, procedures and rules for the completion of records. The nomenclature which is to be used, the use of the records including the release of information for the guidance of medical record librarian and hospital procedures. So basically in hospital all these things are in the form of written policies, how to complete the records and when to release the records in case if it has to be released, and it should all be done in, under the guidance of the medical record librarian and the hospital personnel. A member or committee of members appointed by the medical staff shall be responsible for the maintenance of complete and up-to-date medical records. Up-to-date? Yes. So whenever there is a follow-up, the patient has been discharged say 15 or 20 days back, if there is a follow-up, then continuation of those records, proper maintenance of what is the follow-up state, the records have to be up-to-date. Medical records shall be filed in all accessible manner in the hospital. They have to be accessible at any given point of time. You know, a doctor, or suppose if there's a new doctor who has come in. So it should not be a task for him to search the records. It has to be accessible to him easily. Proper indexes shall be maintained in order that the medical records may be available for all purposes. This goes without saying. Records of operation, obstetrics, anesthetics, and clinical and pathological laboratory findings should be properly classified for ready reference. So whatever, you know, if the patient is under general anesthesia for a particular procedure or some pathological tests have been done, so all those records have to be properly classified for immediate and ready reference. Records for inpatients and outpatients shall be correlated. Medical records shall be regarded as privileged communication as specific in statutes and regulations of the state and local community. Yes. Each case of communicable disease, poisoning, epidemic outbreaks, or other unusual occurrence which threatens the welfare, safety or health of any patient, as well as the case of notifiable disease, shall be reported to the local board of health. This is very important, having jurisdiction of the patient or the state department of health as may be required. So in case of, you know, any communicable disease or any outbreak of a particular disease, it is very important that all this information is passed on to the local health body also, regarding the outbreaks, regarding the number of patients that have come during that specific period, so as, you know, to prevent rapid spread of it. Hospital records shall contain data to permit a basis for complete audit of professional services given and for gathering statistical information. You know, this is again for continuous improvement of services. It is also in interest of hospital when they maintain this kind of records, because regular audits would help them to improve. So nowadays, you know, many hospitals get themselves certifications like ISO and Lean Six Sigma, Green Belt certification. So for all this, when certifications are there or when studies are to be done, these records are the basis on which people can move ahead. Proper recording methods and procedures shall be maintained to assure compilation of data and proper administration of services. A summary of hospital services shall be compiled periodically for presentation to medical staff concerns. So all the summary of the hospital services have to be compiled periodically. You know, it should not be a one-time thing. Periodically it has to be revisited and for presentation to the medical staff conferences. Vital records shall be maintained and statistics compiled as required by the state regulations. Yeah, one more thing I forgot to mention over here. So, like say a hospital takes an ISO certification. Now it wants to go ahead with say a Green Six Sigma or say NABH accreditation. All these things require that the data is maintained properly, because you know there are nowadays surprise visits, surprise audits being conducted. So in such cases, the person who comes is going to see the records. So whatever he sees, he believes in that. So it's absolutely important for the record department to maintain all the data, and it has to be up to date. Let us now discuss the physical facilities. So where are these records kept? An accessible medical record room should be conveniently located, which should have adequate storage space for equipment, supplies, satisfactory storage supplies, storage facilities should be provided in the hospital. The medical record room should be conveniently located with adequate space, equipment and supplies. It has to be easily accessible also. Now, what are the characteristics of a good medical record? First, most important, data, it has to be complete. It must contain sufficient data written properly in sequence so as to justify the diagnosis and the warrant of the treatment. So, you know, it should not be mentioned in the, like, there's a typical format, name, age, sex of the patient, address, telephone number. All these things have to be followed very properly. You cannot have then the details of the history taking. It cannot be done in an haphazard manner. so that it becomes confusing to the person who's looking at it. Adequate. It has complete progress note written by the attending doctor. How is the patient progressing over the period of time? Accurate. It has to be absolutely accurate. Comprehensive. It has to be to the point and easily understood. This is very important. You know, it has to be easily understood. Handwriting has to be proper. It has to be. Should not be an economic burden on the administration to maintain. Yes, this is important. It has to be properly planned in sequence, easy to understand, and in order. As I said, you know, proper order has to be followed, and space for time to time entry regarding investigation, diagnosis, treatment, and follow up of the patient. So there are cases where, you know, the patient would have been admitted for a long period of time, or where the follow up of the patient is important. So in that case, there should be the entry of the patient has to be continued for say 6 months or a year, or sometimes more than that also. So it has to be continuous. It cannot be, you know, this has been mentioned in one place, the follow-ups are in other places. It cannot be done like that. Now, classification of medical records. So they are the vital records, important records, and useful records. This is done so that records can be easily analyzed, compiled, and stored. What is the importance of medical records? They are necessary for the practice of medicine as medication for effective treatment. So, you know, without records, you cannot do anything. So it goes without saying they are very important. So for whom is medical record useful? Number one, most important, patients. For patient, it is useful because it helps to identify the patient with the details of the illness or the history of the illness with which he presented, and the findings of the physician at that particular point of time, the treatment given to him, and the progress, right? For the hospital administration, it goes without saying, it furnishes all the information on the aspects of the patient, the care that was given to him, clinical and managerial quality and quantity. For working out the economic aspects of medical care, yes, you know, when we are talking of on the commercial part, it becomes again very important. It serves as a mean for analyzing and appraising quality as well as volume of medical service given by the institution. For evaluation of the patient care and proficiency of the medical and other staff. So on a regular basis, you know, when there is annual appraisals are taking place, or how a particular staff has performed, these records become again very important, so that you know what is the kind of care that was given to the patient, what is the feedback of the patient. All these things are very important to assess how the staff is working. And protect the hospital staff in legal matters. Yes, this goes without saying, because if the records are not maintained in any medical legal cases, it would actually bounce back on the hospital if they have not maintained it properly. So if you have to protect your staff and your hospital, maintaining these records is of utmost importance. For budget allocation, determining distribution of medical facilities, and rationalization of staff allocation according to the demand of medical care facilities. So annual budget planning, which department has got more load, which medicines are required regularly, all these things, you know, once the records are compiled properly, the top management would get a very clear-cut picture of the things, and according to that the budgets are allocated. And it also serves as an effective managerial tool for planning future programs and facilities. As we said, you know, once the hospital has all these things in place for all the future programs that they plan to undertake, you know, maybe upgradation of a particular department or certifications, or getting in more doctors, more staff, these records prove a very effective managerial tool. Medical and allied education. So these records will definitely help in education and research, provide data for self-evaluation. This is the most important thing. Providing base for medical audit, providing detailed clinical information on which the past cases, which help in future diagnosis and therapy. So it helps the doctors also for medical and allied education, and for the hospital for self-evaluation. That's the most important. Medico-legal purpose. Any medical record may become evidence in accordance with the Indian Evidence Act. So yes, any medical record can become evidence. For it would also help in insurance and other claim settlements. Medical certificates such as fitness, employment certificate, employment sickness certificates, etc. And Workmen's Compensation Act. In such cases, the clinical data which is recorded by the medical practitioner to indicate the extent of injury and the degree of disability of the individual is taken as documentary evidence to settle the claims by certain classes of employees to give to their workmen. So all this data can be very, it basically can be an evidence, you know, whenever there is a medical legal case, in case you have to give a fitness certificate, in case you have to give a, the employee is absent for long periods of time. So in case you have to give a certificate for a sickness, in all these cases, these records are very important. Some compensation for by certain arising out and in the course of his employment under the Workmen's Compensation Act. Patient's will. Medical records give the day-to-day progress of the patient as by the clinician and then indicate whether the patient was of normal mental state or not at the time of making his will. For the settlement of personal injury suit. The medical record is used to obtain the required data regarding what was the extent of injury, the type of injury, the amount and the length of the treatment which was given to the patient in order to settle the claim made by an individual for damage sustained as a result on injury which were due to the fault or neglect of another. In case of a malpractice suit, yes, the medical record protects the doctors and the hospital, as we have mentioned this previously also, for damages that are brought against the hospital by demonstrating that there was no negligence involved. So if the patient sues the hospital, you know, then the only protection that the hospital or the doctors have is their records, because the patient has got everything, say he can get along his relatives, his friends or whatever, but for the hospital it's only the records, where they have to be very, very clear about what was done. There was no negligence on their part, and the treatment which was done was given in a scientific, adequate, proper treatment was given, and prompt treatment was given. In cases of research, it provides database for clinical research, community health. So, you know, a lot of communicable diseases, outbreak of diseases can be prevented if all these records are maintained properly. Control of diseases and for managerial research, including organization, staffing and future expansion. So let us see the main components of medical records. First, social data. It consists of general information regarding the patient's details such as the name, age, sex, community, religion, residential address, occupation, marital status, etc. Then comes the administrative data. It consists of the patient's OPD registration number, the most important, name of the OPD, where the patient has been sent across, name of the unit head, the X-ray registration number and other investigation reference number. Clinical data. It is collected at two levels. OPD, it consists of first the chief complaint of the patient, past history of the illness, the physical examination, what is the provisional diagnosis, means before the doctor sends the patient for any test or other procedures, what is the diagnosis the doctor thinks it can be. Then comes the laboratory investigation and the X-ray reports, if any other special tests like say the CT scan, MRI, etc. Are required, mentioning that what is the treatment that the doctor thinks is in the best interest of the patient, and the final diagnosis, what is the advice given to the patient and the follow-up required. So this sequence is to be properly followed. What, along with our above information, it is also consist of who's the house officer in a particular ward, what is the registrar's note, honorary medical officer's observations, the operation notes, the nurse's records, bedside records, the discharge summary, the recommendations and the follow-up which the patient should follow. So if you have to understand this, this is the patient guide. So the central medical record department, there's the hospital registration number, extra film storage, medical record storage, certificate counter. Basic requirements of medical records department. Most important, trained staff. Medical record must record officer must be a graduate with knowledge of administration, record keeping, statistics and orientation to medicine and medical diseases. So the person has to be absolutely trained. It goes without saying, you know, because this is a very important department. It cannot be handled by a person who is non-competent. What is the staff pattern? Staffing should commensurate with the actual workload rather than the bed strength and alone. Though the two are roughly interrelated, you know, it goes without saying that, but there are sometimes there are cases that, you know, the number of beds are more in a hospital, but those many patients might not be there, and vice versa can also happen. The beds are less, but the workload is more. So though the two are related, but staffing should actually, depending on the workload, the staff should be there. A thumb rule is to provide one person for every 50 beds. That's the thumb rule. The following pattern is recommended. Category of staff hospitals, size 100 beds to 250 beds, 500 beds. So officer is one, medical record technician 1, 2, 4, assistant clerks 2, 4, 8, and staff 1, 2, 4. So that's how it goes. Space, it should be centrally situated. Registration counter for the outpatient, which is a part of the department, is always situated at the entrance. So we generally see, you know, at the entrance, this department is generally there, depending upon the hospital's policy, working floor record. The space required, as we have discussed, capacity, if there are say 50 beds, approximately it should be around 200 square feet. In the case of 100 beds, around 300 square feet, 400 beds, 500 to 600 square feet, and 500 beds, 1000 to 1200 square feet. So this is how it goes. Admitting office, 125 to 175 square feet. Office come inquiry, 250 to 350 square feet. As the bed strength of the hospital increases, more space is required. That's how it is. What are the equipments and furniture required in this department? At the registration counter, most important, a writing desk with various drawers to keep the different forms for patients. Chairs with proper height for easy communication with the patient at the registration counter. You know, the communication with the patient should be done very easily. Height has to be properly maintained, and eye to eye contact with the patient is always better. Medical records department, rack and shelves for storage of medical records. Cupboard to keep all the important documents. Tables and chairs for staff, and telephone and intercom for communication. What are the duties and responsibilities of the medical record officer? Most important, overall control of the medical record department. General supervision over the working and organization of the outpatient registration section and the indoor registrations. He is also responsible for completion and compilation and disposal of records as necessary. Proper preservation of records. This is important, you know, whatever records have been there, they have to be properly preserved. Making records available for research, education, and for medical legal purpose. So they have to be accessible, easily accessible also for research, education, and for medical legal purpose. Responsible for medical legal cases such as issues of certificates. So this officer is also responsible in case there is a medical legal case and certificates have to be issued to police, receiving summons, served on institutional doctors, etc. Forwarding the visceral samples and stomach contents to the chemical analyzer, receiving reports from chemical analysis, and filing this depositions in the coroner's court, and correspondence regarding medical legal cases with the police and the coroners of Mumbai, etc. The officer is also responsible for issuing various medical certificates such as accident, insurance, injury, compensation, life insurance, etc. to patient relatives and LIC of India. Preparation of monthly bulletin and administration reports for the year. To attend the complaints of the patient and relatives and report it to higher authority as and when required. So, you know, in case whenever there is a complaint from the patient or relative, he is the most important person who is supposed to first receive the complaint, and if try to solve it immediately, or if it requires higher intervention, then to report it to the seniors. To give permission for taking dead bodies outside the greater Mumbai, this is again a very important point. Convener of the meeting of the advisory board for the medical record committee. He is also responsible to prepare the agenda for the monthly meeting and to distribute it, and the minutes of the meeting of the concern. Sanction casual leave for the staff of the medical record department and make substitute arrangements. This department cannot be closed at any cost. So in case the staff is taking a holiday, then he has to make arrangements for substitutes and other duties that are entrusted by the authority. What are the duties of the medical record technician? First, securitizing the discharge paper of the patients for completeness. Coding of diagnosis and coding of operation as per the WHO classification. Preparation of the diagnosis and operation index. And assisting medical record officer to prepare the yearly administration report and to collect clinical and statistical data from various wards and departments. So these are typically the duties. Also to prepare daily reports of the activities of the hospital under the supervision of the officer, you know. He has to do certain things under the supervision of officers. To prepare monthly bulletin of services given by the hospital under the medical record officer supervision. To furnish the information to short notice questions received from the committee selection government and state government, and preparation of a list of operation and distributing to the concerned wards and operation theatres. sending intimation to coroner, police station in case if there is a death in the hospital, of the patient in the hospital, to supervise the work of registration assistants and other subordinates, maintain and preserve records in the proper manner with the help of subordinate staff. In case there is any difficulty, he has any doubts, it is always better to ask the medical record officer to take help, but not to do anything where he lacks knowledge. Maintain the various registers up to date. Help doctors, researchers to get the medical records references. So whenever doctors want access to medical records, he is the person to whom they would coordinate with. Any other duties entrusted by the superiors. What happens in case of readmission? The patient is readmitted within a month's time for the same condition. The previous history and physical examination with an interval note will suffice. Yes. So the patient is discharged and say within 15 days he comes back. Then, you know, it's just that the same history and physical examination with just an interval note of say there's an interval of 7 days. That should be more than enough. Signatures in hospital. Without house officers, the attending physician should separately sign the history and the physical examination, operative reports, progress notes, drugs and other orders and summary. Standing orders should be reproduced on the record and signed by the physician. So in case of hospitals, you know, where there are no house officers, then whoever is the physician who is attending should separately sign the history and physical examination, whatever progress notes are there, drugs and other orders. Registers and other medical records maintained by hospitals. So hospitals also to maintain the following registers. One is the OPD register, then the indoor register, the operation theater register. So what all are the operations that are taking place? The delivery registers, the birth and the death registers. This is very important. The lab register, the radiology department register, the nurses registers and the night reports, medical legal cases registers. Then the medical termination of pregnancy registers, family planning device registers, various certificates issued by the doctors form a part of the medical record from time to time. Medical certificates, the various certificates that are issued by the doctors in hospitals are basically admission and discharge certificate, emergency admission certificate, birth record certificate, MTP, that is the medical termination of pregnancy certificate, maternity certificate, leave certificates, injury certificates, disability certificates, unsoundness of mind certificates, vaccination certificates, insurance certificates. Most important, giving a false certificate is a criminal offense. We have discussed this previously. No doctor should at any point of time give a false certificate. There have been cases reported where, you know, the patient has taken false certificate, misused it, and then was caught by the police authorities, and the police authorities in turn have come and arrested the doctor just because his certificate was false. So at no point of time should a doctor give a false certificate because it can land him or the hospital in trouble. Death certificates, they are extremely important document, most important. The doctor should not issue a death certificate unless he has attended the deceased patient at least once in the last during the 7 days preceding death. So if he has not seen the patient in the last 7 days, he should not issue it. One should be very sure of the diagnosis before giving the death certificate. In case of doubt, it is always better to ask for post-mortem examination. If the doctor has any kind of doubt, suspects any foul play, please do a post-mortem. While giving a certificate, it is important to identify the person concerned and even to note the identification marks. Identification marks have to be mentioned on the certificate. The certificate should also contain the day, date and diagnosis, advice given, signature, name and registration number of the doctor. So it is a good practice always to keep a duplicate copy of any certificate, you know, be it any of the certificates that we mentioned, always keep a second copy of that certificate. A doctor is not entitled to charge fees for writing a death certificate. And he can also not delay or refuse on the grounds of non-receipt of professional fees. So it is the duty of that doctor, he has to do it and should not expect any kind of fees, and he cannot give that as a reason for not giving a certificate. When can a doctor refuse to give a death certificate? First, if he is not sure of the cause of the death, or if it is a sudden death, or he suspects there is some kind of foul play, or the death is caused by a violent or unnatural cause, say a medicine or a poison. There is suspicions of starvation, exposure or neglect. In such situation, one has to report first. The doctor should report to the police authority before the body is removed for cremation. Signing of blank death certificate is in anticipation of that is not only illegal, but is also a violation of medical ethics. So if the doctor is just signing a blank death certificate, it's not allowed, not permitted, and it is not even ethical to do it. Legal aspect, the medical legal problems often concerns records department personnel. So they are the ones who are responsible for maintaining the records, and hence it concerns them the most. As a personal document, the record is used to identify the patient with the history of his illness, the findings, the treatment that was given to the individual. The information is confidential and may not be released to anyone without the patient's permission. This is important. All this information is very confidential and should not be given to anyone. It is advisable before releasing information as authorized by the patient. If the patient gives the permission, that the attending physician should also be notified of the request, and that he too also signs for the release of this information. So not only the patient but the physician who has attended him should also be informed. If the second physician is called to care for a patient, then the physician is regarded as having the patient's permission to review this record. In case a specialist is being called in or a super specialist is called in, then the physician is regarded as having the patient's permission to review the record. It is giving one's physician information secured by the other, but this privilege is reciprocal. So it is basically like giving one physician information secured by the other, but as it goes without saying, this privilege is reciprocal. As a impersonal document, the records may be used for review of the work of the hospital and for research purposes. In such instances, the record of the individual loses its identity as a personal document, and only to record the number is used, and so it is unnecessary to obtain information. So when you know it is used for research purposes, the record number is used, and so it is unnecessary to obtain information. If the record is used for research purposes and publication in intensive, then courtesy demands that the physician who has attended the patient should be advised in advance and his consent obtained. So if it is you are going to publish that findings or the case, it is always a courtesy call to inform the patient about this. The medical record is legally the property of the hospital. So legally speaking, yes, it is the property of the hospital, but if the patient wants it, as we have discussed this earlier, in 3 days the hospital is supposed to give it to the patient, but legally it is the property of the hospital.